Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yeah. Welcome to the Play Experience. I am Ambassador Sophia, and I am grateful. I am grateful for the love, the joy, for the peace, for the wisdom and the truth that I am. I come to you from the playground of life, Play Experience. Thank you for joining us. We are grateful. We are grateful that we are blessed with a just creator. That assumes just because it's in his nature to do so, that we as co-creators will write and produce the best and direct the best possible script in our lives that we possibly can think of. I give thanks that I can embrace the truth that there is a creator that is love, and that so am I. That I have emotions and I have thoughts that shape things from the ethers and bring it right up into my front yard. Yes, indeed. I give thanks. I am grateful. I am grateful. I thank, give thanks for Karen Drucker bringing that to us. And you can find her music at KarenDrucker.com. And before that, you had my friend Jess Cynthia The river rolls on as it continues to do, no matter what. It is what it is. And you can find her music on Just Sent, JustSent.com. And before that, as always, Pure Imagination from George Carillas. And you can find his beautiful music on E, V as in Victor, ZoneMusic.com. So, yes, indeed. I am so happy you have joined us here on the playground. And, yeah, we're just grateful. Well, we're taking a minute to look at the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous moon of the mama. The mama, the ocean, the Yemenya, the Aset energy. That beautiful, beautiful river rolls on was just perfect as it could be. Because this energy that we are in right now is this fertile, this nurturing energy. Are you nurturing yourself today? Are you grateful today? How grateful are you? I'm grateful, as you can tell. And I'm grateful for having my wonderful partner right back here again on the playground chilling with us. Ade Mola Anifowoshe serves as a transformational agent, life coach, workshop facilitator, and radio host, of course, assisting others in recognizing their potential and rediscovering themselves. His theme is building harmonious relationships, among other things, and he inspires people to see who they really are. Well, yeah. He really inspires them. I'm not going to say how. Enhancing their realization that there is more of themselves than they have yet to experience in this ever-evolving life. As a coach, Ade has a knack for asking just the right questions that leads to a shift in your consciousness. No matter what, you can't get away. Shifts occur because Ade's compassion, his love, an ability to listen deeply and create the space for you to tune into the answers that are always there within you. With ease and grace, he uses humor, oh boy does he, to make his clients feel safe in his presence. You're safe in his arms, people. Always seeing and speaking the best in you, Ade is always inspiring, encouraging, and supportive. And that's why I've been having him back here. I was like, okay, you got to come back again. You got to come back. Okay, we need some more people for you to rock. We need some more people. So, and on the radio, he helps his global listeners to break away from concepts and cute ideas and get them into doing applicable principles. I like that one. He delicately weaves the commonality between humanity into his transformative conversations, while at the same time, he celebrates each individual's uniqueness that he does. His shows have a way of going straight to the heart of the matter, regardless of belief systems, race, culture, sexual orientation, religion, or spiritual belief. Oh boy. His message goes across the board of division. I love that. His message goes across the board of division. Get down. His listeners describe him as delightful, refreshing, and funny. Ade's passion motivates and compels him to be a catalyst for aha moments. I am going to now bring on the incomparable, the infamous, the grateful, Ademola Anifowoshe. Well, welcome back. I know you didn't expect that, but I had to throw in your curveball. You know that.
No, I did not. I'm like, huh? It's true, but huh? Yeah, thank you for that curveball. I'm grateful. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Mm. So I want you to give them a word. You know how we do it. You know how we do it. How grateful are you today? Let's deal with the I am presence.
I am presence, yes. Well, I'll tell you how grateful I am today, why I'm grateful, what I'm grateful for, is as I listen to you read the bio. Some of it caught me off guard. Like, huh? But anyway, Morella.
What's he talking about?
I mean, it is true, but it's like, really? No, let's tell the truth. Where'd you get that from? I don't Let's tell the truth. I was like, it sounds familiar, but who wrote that?
Okay, so let's get real down to it. Okay, is it true or not? Or is it not? Because I was giving some kudos to some of my like, yeah, that's right. Well, check.
It's nothing that you read there from beginning to end made me go, oh, God, that's not true, or, oh, my God, why is she adding more to it? It's like, you know, I'd see that. I'd live that. That's my life. It was just some of those words I don't know where you got them from, and I don't remember what it was written, and it was staring back in my face like, oh. So it was a pleasant surprise. But the gratitude.
Well, you know, I got access. You know, I have a backstage access over here.
Yes, Lord. Archive.
Ooh-wee.
Now, and that's the thing. That's, you know, what am I grateful for? We're talking about great gratitude today. Is this full moon that I forgot about. I didn't forget that it was full moon, but I forgot how it shows up in our lives, that it has a way of bringing up stuff that you just like, you know, it's like you go out of one room into another, particularly, you know, like just having a lazy day, you're in the bedroom, just sitting down chilling, right? You go to the kitchen, you get yourself some water or bathroom or wherever, and you come back in the bedroom like, who put this over here? There's nobody else in the house. It's just me. I don't remember taking that out. So the foreman has a way of bringing stuff to the open that you're like, where'd that come from? It looks familiar. So having gone through a wonderful thing, resurrecting, realigning experience yesterday, and thankful for the full moon to shine in light in the dark places of my consciousness, and listening to what you're sharing, it just, you know, the gratitude that I feel is, how grateful I am, even as I am growing and evolving and healing and struggling with different things, that I can still create the space to be of service and help people find themselves as they're growing, evolving, healing. Because, you know, from a human perspective, it's always, well, generally speaking, sometimes we hold ourselves hostage, you know, and don't let the monkey mind go crazy. You know, it's like telling you what you should be doing and what you're not doing and how you should be doing it and why you should be doing it differently. And, oh, monkey mind. My mind is a gorilla mind, but I gave it enough bananas today. I'm like, you're going to have that bunch of bananas and there's more. Just push the button. So it is busy eating the bananas. I don't have to worry about it. I'm like, oh, he's busy. But, you know, I'm grateful for all that life offers me and the compassion that I continue to get in touch with when I really ask the deeper questions and understanding that, you know, we're going to have challenges. We all have issues. We all have stuff we're dealing with. But let me use the word should here. We shouldn't, quote-unquote, shouldn't allow what we have, the issues we're dealing with, the challenges in life, stop us from fulfilling the purpose, the mission we're here to deliver. As a matter of fact, because of the issues that we have, the pain that is in that we're dealing with, the emotional pain, that's really the reason why we have to say, okay, I'm here to do what I need to do. And individually, we have to figure out what that is. Individually, we got to figure out how we're going to do that. Individually, we got to decide if we're going to do it for all our lives, once a week, once a month, once a year. But we must push forward, because what we came here to do is the healing for what we're going through here. And I humbly say, as there are more things for me to grow through, I do feel grateful where my life is, how my life is showing up. With all the messes around me, I see a lot of messages, and I really do believe that I'm here to deliver the message to set me free. And by setting myself free, I give other people permission to say, you know what, I'm dealing with this crap, but it's not a big deal. I can still keep moving forward. Everybody got issues they're dealing with. That's what I'm grateful for. That's what I'm grateful for.
Mhm. And you know, the message, you can't get no message without no mess to be able to talk from. You gotta have some mess to talk from.
That's right.
I gotta like get a little messy. And see, the thing is, also, in this particular moment, you know, this divine perfect moment, you know, we're dealing with the Cancer moon. You know, I mean, the Cancer moon. Whoo, you know, when you're talking about watery all over the place. You know, you got to be in deepness. You really got to go deep into it. You know, you could be dealing with wishy-washy energy, or you know, in terms of mothering, in terms of nurturing. I'm just pulling out words right now out of the deep of that ocean. Okay,
go ahead.
Of
get
that
up
mama.
In my
of that
you're talking about mama. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You okay?
Because it's really
and it's funny because. It slipped by me that it was going to be this moon of the mama, and but my mama's been coming up for me, you know, and this whole idea of home and the heart and the compassion and the gratefulness, you know, that's in the heart, you know, all of this is just coming up so strong, and I mean, it's not just within me, I'm seeing it from, you know, everywhere I look. You know, it's something about it, you know, paying attention to it. And then in this time, the other thing is, you know, we're really dealing with some energy right now, you know, in terms of our worst fears, our greatest fears that we ever had in our lives. Those of us who you know who you are. And you can call this number 347-426-3346 and talk about it if you want to. I'm saying, press one, make sure you press one. But, you know, this is a serious moment in time where everything is amplified. It's amplified, and it's not just because these waters amplify, because they do too. So this is why I said it's very precarious, because the energy without us being in this full moon moment was already amplified, like, for at least a month or two. You know, energetically, it's just been off the Richter scale. And now, you know, I find us right here in the waters. We're in the waters, and what is going to happen in the water? The water amplifies. It amplifies everything. And it goes so deep. You know, you're as straight. It's the best place, I'm telling you, people, is in the abyss. And that's why, when I'm grateful for my breath, because, you know, this divine breath that, not just that the air is free and it's everywhere, even in present, hallelujah. I jump up and down? I am grateful all over myself right now. Because that breath, I'm going to tell you. You want to know? I'm going to tell you right now. I am so grateful because that breath has been the one savior for me, because it, not only because I'm still, it makes me living,
praise God.
Not just that, you know, but that when I go through my deaths, right, when I'm going through my real serious changes about anything that I got to drop right now, I can breathe. And that breath will peacefully take me to the center. And sometimes it's a struggle. I know that sometimes we can't always but it's a process. It's an exercise, just like anything. If you just keep doing it and you keep doing it and you just say, okay, well, I don't have to breathe right. It doesn't have to be through the nose and out the mouth. It could be in the nose and out the nose. It could be in the mouth and out the mouth. It doesn't matter. You know, it could be backwards. It could be however long you want to hold it. It could be any way whatever works for you. Mm.
whatever works for you, but the breath. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, for years I've always, you know, kind of known it on the surface, but now I know that this breath is so, it's totally invaluable. It's totally priceless. You can't put nothing on it, and it's not to be taken for granted, because it is the one thing that can take you into that abyss, and that's called meditation for some people. You know, it's just, it's a way of listening to source like never before. It's a way where you can just get right out there and chop your head off and get yourself, your ego self, right out the way. Okay, just get the head off. Just get the sword. You know,
that's
get that through.
But whatever works.
You know,
being the monkey mind with some bananas, but hey, you know. No, <it's not. laughs> this cool old deep end.
Okay, let's go. You know, as we used to talk about jumping in the deep end. That's where we need to go when the times get tough. That's the only place to go is to the mama. Go jump straight in the middle of the ocean. You ain't going to drown. Look, you're already drowning. You're already choking and spitting and, you know, you don't know what the heck is going on. You might as well go jump in the deep end. Because that's where the safety is, in the womb space of the mama. You know, every time I go on a cruise, oh, man. Now, that's, I'm telling you, when that boat start rocking, everybody's scared. They're scared running around there. Oh, whoa. I'm like, ooh, rock me, mama, rock me. That's the best sleep I ever had. You know, and it's all because everything is connected. There is nothing. That's another thing I'm grateful for. Just watching, you can just look out the window. Oh, my goodness, that moon was so awesome tonight. But it's like you can look at everything that's the grass, the moss on the grass, everything is connected. We walk on it, so we connected to it. It's nothing that we're not connected to. So if that's the truth, and since that's the truth, when we start to breathe, we're breathing everything. We're connecting with everything that exists. The energy that creates worlds. We're connecting with universes that we've never seen. It's things that So that means that if we can connect with everything that exists, we can connect with everything that we desire. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And so it's like taking that deep breath in, and then just saying inner peace. You can say inner peace. You can say joy. You can say sit down somewhere. I don't care what you say. You can make up something. Whatever works for you to say. Yeah. I'm chilling, and I'm going within, and I need to hear some stuff because this right here that I'm dealing with. This got to be an illusion. Now, I don't know if it's an illusion or not, but it sure looked like one because I got to get out of this. that's what I'm grateful for. So I just had to take that soapbox moment to do that. I think we probably need to take a break right here, but I do want to come back and really get into ways that you see that people can get into that gratefulness every day.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, we can do that.
All righty, we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. I go to peacecorps.gov.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. This is your playmate, Ombasta Sofera. Yes, indeed. And I'm here with my playmate, Ademola Anifowose.
Who is multitasking.
Who is multitasking always.
I think I played the wrong jingle tonight.
I think it's okay. And what people don't know don't hurt them. Anyway, we were talking about gratefulness, and I'm grateful that we are having this conversation. And if you have any questions, comments, or gratefulness that you want to share, please call 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad so we'll know that you're the one. And so, I say, Mola, I am wondering if you have some methods that you can share of how people can feel and get into that gratefulness. So sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to feel grateful when somebody just pissed you off. It's hard to feel grateful when you don't have no money. It's hard to feel grateful when you don't have no car, no house. You're walking in the cold. But I'm going to pass the mic over to you. Let's have it.
Well, I so get that, you know. I think even while we're pissed off, I mean, I would say, first of all, it's important to do the work, especially if you're not in that space right now. So when it comes to the time when you are pissed off, you have enough stored in your healing bank that you can go make a withdrawal for healing. Like, can I have all that I deposited, please? I need all of it. And can I take a loan? I'll pay it back, I promise. But right now, I need all the healing I can get.
Oh, or you can have some in the bank already, right? You can.
But now, that's the thing. We already, and I love that, and I wasn't thinking that, but you're right, we really do. And I think it's doing the work so that when we do need it, that we can be, something happens to remind us of the healing that is already deposited in the bank for us. Now, forgiveness is a very powerful tool. And I want to tell this differently. And, you know, a little bit of confession here. Confession is a good tool as well. You know?
Yes, it is. You know, I confessed all last week. If y'all missed last week, y'all better get on the horn. And this is all the confessions. And I felt good all week, too. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and confession is in another way sort of forgiveness, because the Catholic Church, they encourage confession, because when we hold stuff within us, it festers, it grows, it becomes so much more, and it develops into, and that stuff, that thing, that energy wants to be released, and if we're too ashamed, too embarrassed to let it out, then it would find a way out by manifesting in the body. Now, real quick and short, I know we got a caller. Yesterday, I did a show on my show where I was interviewed, and Elaine Marie, my dear friend, interviewed me, and she has a way of asking. I just love, she does her research, she knows how to ask questions, and pretty much, like Celeste put it, I surrendered the mic to her. There were so many things that actually triggered that. But anyway, I heard the call to do that. I heard the nudge to do it. So I said, go ahead. So once we did the interview and everything, and I was editing the show, I was listening to her, and I was like, oh, my God. Well, I'm hearing some of the things because, as I said, I have a gorilla mind, and my gorilla mind can run away with me sometimes if I run out of bananas. But thankfully, when I was editing the show, I kind of was in the editor's mode. Now, yesterday I ran the show from the feedback. People loved it, inspired people. But for me, I was going through an experience I couldn't even put in words. I'm like, whoa. I actually typed one in the chat room. I said, this is a universal trick. I had forgotten it's the full moon.
Mm.
I had forgotten it's the full moon. I was reminded that it was a full moon when I was sharing my story with a friend of mine last night. Because during the show, as much as I enjoyed it, my mind was engaged, my soul was watching, and the things that I was saying that I felt confident about, there was a part of me going, oh, my God, what if they think I'm too radical? Oh, did I just say that? You know, but there was all this emotions, joy, nervousness, feeling exposed. It took me out all through the day. I couldn't even do nothing. I couldn't do nothing. So anyway, so when I shared this with a friend of mine last night, and she brought up, she said, you know, what I'm hearing is, you know, she talked about the full moon, the energy of mother and nurturing. And I was sharing some of the things that I was dealing with. And it came up as, you know, the issue around my mother. I don't necessarily remember growing up feeling a strong emotional connection with my mother. I love my mother, but there wasn't a deep connection where, you know, it's so much there. But I will narrow it down and just say that there wasn't a strong, deep connection with my mother. And we talked about that. And I remember asking my friend yesterday, I said to her, but I just want to ask this question, as we say, confession. I just wanted to ask it, too, so when I put it out there, I can start to receive the answer. So I asked her, I said, but how do I heal that? I'm ready to heal whatever needs to be healed, but how do I go about doing that? And she said, I don't know. And we both cracked up, and she shared some story about some things that she's dealing with. And it was clear that I needed to do some more work around my mother and my connection with my mother, the disconnection that I felt. And you know, I was thinking about it. Later on, hours later, I went to bed around 3 o'clock, 3:30. I dreamt about my mother. I dreamt about my mother. She was living in an apartment flat that I was living in England. And we had an amazing conversation. And I think I told her that I missed her. She's made a transition, for those who don't know. So, but in the dream, I wasn't feeling like she had made a transition. Of course, it felt like this is what was happening. And I don't think I said, I miss you, but I was saying things that implied the same thing. And we hugged. And for me, I don't remember in this human life having that experience when my mother was alive, having that experience where I hugged my mother and felt the hug, felt really loved. I did not go to bed saying, I want to have a dream about my mother. But I was willing to heal because I know how that a man with a mother issue, how that has been showing up in my life, feeling neglected, feeling abandoned, because the stories, you can hear that later if you want to, but I'm not going to go into that right now because we don't have time.
You popped that one on me anyway, so.
Yes, I did.
Really popped that one. That was really rich.
So, and when I realized how my mother issue has been showing up in my relationships, it's like, yeah, I'm ready to heal. So the dream, it was like you talk about the healing that was already in the bank. It was like my mother's spirit was with me during this full moon and saying, I got you. And we were able to have a healing session in my dream where my conscious mind was somewhere else, like, oh, I want to rest. So the real healing. And when you said earlier to know that we already have the healing in the bank, I woke up today feeling gratitude. I was talking to my mother like, you know, like I would have loved to have talked to my mother. I went to a grocery store in a dream, and I was thinking about, oh, I'm going to go home and talk to my mother about that. When she was alive, it was just, my mom, I'll call. I haven't spoken to my mom in a while. There was hardly any emotion where it's kind of, you know, so it's my willing to forgive the past or what I thought my mom did or didn't do, my willingness to do that, my willingness to let go of my mother gave me to a nanny at a very young, when I was like 3 months old, and she was, you know, all the story. It's like it was irrelevant. I was able to have the healing. So, and I'm observing. I'm not running, oh, yeah, praise Jesus, I'm healed. I am healed, but I'm letting it happen. I'm letting the healing continue to guide and direct me because this is something I've dealt with for a long time. So forgiveness, you got to be willing. You don't have to know how. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's easy, but it's just about your intention and allow God, the universe, the spirit, the God, goddess, whoever, whatever, allow love to help you on your healing process, because you already have a love healing bank that is designated for you for the rest of your life and more to come.
Mm-hmm. And it's about allowing that. Allowing is the word, the willingness.
Yes.
And you were willing. You were willing to go there. You asked the question, and once you ask the question, the answer is always there anyway. She might not have knew, but your mama knew, and she said, "Okay, I got you. I'll see you in a few hours when you decide you're gonna finally go to sleep. I'll be there." And she was there, and y'all had a date, and it was a wonderful tete-a-tete. That's a pretty rich, powerful story. Wow, you got me on that one. Beautiful, thank you. Well, we have a surprise caller that we're going to bring on right now, and we're going to see what they are grateful for.
Let's see who the surprise caller is. Hello, surprise caller.
Hello. I am just grateful for this moment to share with you. This is Sherry Marie.
Oh, my God. Sherry Marie, she's bringing in the wind that carries us. Everybody knows you on this show. Everyone knows you on this show and our day show. The artist, the musician, the extraordinaire, who has the revival of a love story piece that we play all the time, probably too much. No, it can't be too much. I'm just kidding. Okay, and then
there
is
like
win.
No, not too much.
You said too much there. But yes, and we're very grateful for those songs. So Sherry Marie, welcome to the playground.
Yay! You know, this is one of my favorite places in the world to be. I love you both so deeply, and it's just a joy to be here with you just to say, hey, and just to be a witness to this wonderful conversation. You know, I would love to hear these conversations on all the airwaves around the world. But here is good. Here is strong. You know, this is a wonderful conversation that you all are having about gratitude. And God, I can't even, my list is so long.
Your list is long? Come on, give us a little bit, Sherry Marie.
Okay. Number one, like I said, just this moment, just being grateful to be in this moment and awake to it and to feel it and to taste it and to smell it and just to be joyful in it. Because I'm still learning that, you know, each moment is relevant. There's nothing that's happening in it that is not nurturing us. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really working diligently on being awake to that first. And so my gratitude starts there with that understanding. Because that changes everything. The more awake I am in right now and right now and right now, the more joy there is. The more lessons I learn, the more love I can give, you know. So all of that's in there. I'm grateful, of course, for my beautiful family. You all are a part of my family. You know, my friends, my children, my everything. I can't think of one thing that I'm not grateful for. I'm especially grateful for music, too, because it's given me a chance to do things like this, you know, and to reach out and touch people around the world. You know, it's just, it's extraordinary. It's really, it's just extraordinary. Life, you guys were talking about breath earlier. Oh, my God. How deep is that? You know, just, you know, when I especially talk to the younger people, when I do my seminars with them, I was asking, what in your life can you go the longest without? What do you think that is? You know, and they'll say, well, that you can't go the longest without. And they'll say things like food and water. And I said, okay, do me a favor. Stop breathing. And immediately, just stop breathing. I want to see how long your little behind is going to live when you stop breathing. We can't do it. So it's like the breath is the main thing that's bringing all of this in. And, you know, you can't have breath without gratitude. It's just, to me, it makes, it's all synergy. You know, it's all a beautiful 360 degrees. You got to have all of that, really, to do this thing that we're doing right now. And y'all are doing it to death. I'm just loving it. So I'm going to stop because I can keep talking, but I just wanted to pop in and say that.
Well, we appreciate you popping in because you are always, we always got our arms open for you. And look, I want to close them and not let you go nowhere, but I know you got to leave your arms open. You got to give and receive and allow that all to happen. You know, that's what the breath is about. So thank you for bringing that breath back up. Thank you. I would love you so much.
I love you so much, sir. I love y'all so much, sir. It's just
already.
It's just the sweetest gift on this full moon.
Perfect timing, I'll say. All right, lovely.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right. Love y'all. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. And we talk about, you know, the Sherry was just so wonderfully saying about how when, you know, you love in every moment and just everything in the moment, and that just brings back up, you know, from the deep waters, the energy of when things are not exactly like you want, when it's tumultuous, being able to be grateful, to be aware, to be awake enough for to say ouch, because if you're deadened, if you're numb and you're deadened, you're probably depressed. You're probably you know, down, locked down, serious depressed issues, sick, you know. And if you can feel it, to say ouch, you know, that is something to be grateful for, because now you can take care of it. You can nurture it. You can take special care of what is ailing you, what is causing you discomfort, you know. And you can retake that and do it again. You can remember, rejuvenate, release, repair, you can re. You know? Let's just call that re from now on, okay? Yeah.
What you doing? I'm reeing. I'm reeing in the name
of
God. And I'm taking a breath in, breathing. You're going to re with me? Not pee, but re.
Absolutely, you know. So I am so thankful. You know, we never have, you know, well, it's always more. We'll say that. There's always more. I'm not going to say we never have enough time because that's not real. So there's always more, and there's more in store, you know, every single week when we come back on this, when we return to the playground. And I'm looking forward to next week. We're about to release the show, and guess what? We are going to release with our beautiful Sherry Marie's Revival of a Love Story. I know everybody's standing up clapping because everybody loves this. So y'all get ready to ride the waves into the deep of the moon, the love story. We love you. We bless you. Our day, I'm wrapping my arms around you. Revival of a Love Story, and I will see you next week. Thank you for being here once again with me.
You're welcome.
On the playground of life. So we love you, we bless you, and we're going to ride you out with Sherry Marie. You can find her on sherrymarie.com. Much love to you all. Mbasa out.
When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep. Come
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.